Hey!
With the Wise Guys Podcast, coming straight from
my working closet.
Today we're going to be talking about this BS NFL bullshit. Like, everybody's freaking out about the Rams-Saints game. Can you believe this shit?
Fuck them all.
Dude, you know how many games I'd wish we could go back and replay and like do again? Are you kidding me?
We don't have enough time.
And then now they're like, oh, we're going to sue. We're going to sue the league. We're going to freak out over everything. Get the heck out of here.
This and much more on today's episode. Shit that happens in the NFL that we just got to deal with.
Let's go ahead and roll that intro music.
Slapping motherfucking chicks. Mushroom stamps to the left and right. Smack.
It's not that big. It's not that big.
All right, so.
Hey.
Oh, did you guys hear that? Our bad.
Left and right.
We're just talking about here. Wanting to see my wiener. Mushroom stamping. But I guess the topic of this episode is the bullshit with the NFL. Now, what's funny about this is that everybody in the NFL is all freaking out. Especially they're all freaking out for the wrong reasons. And just hear me out. The wrong reason. This is the wrong reasons, right? There's no rule in place for this already. For those of you who haven't watched the game, the Rams-Saints game ended in a messed up fashion on a completely missed pass interference call, okay? Now, they're going to sue the league, and they're going to sue, or like, you know, this guy is going to sue the league.
Oh, yeah. Bring that up, Jordan. Bring up that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't remember who it is. And while Jordan's looking that up, so like here, they're going to sue the league, and they're freaking out over that. Now, they're mad at the NFL for the wrong thing. Why are they wrong for the mad wrong thing there, Mr. Dorme, do you ask? Well, I'll answer, baby birds. I'll feed you. There's no rule in place for this shit. There needs to be a rule in place to be able to challenge a penalty that is so horrible. Every half, the NFL, like the head coach, should get a flag that's like yellow and red, and he could throw that flag out when he feels like the ref has missed a call so blatantly. And the great thing about this would be is, well, if Sean Payton wasted that flag at the beginning of the game or the beginning of the half, well, he had the opportunity to save it for later in the game. You know what I mean? On something that really mattered. Instead of being mad at these referees that, come on, they're human beings, okay? They're watching this play happen. For the line judge on the side, if you guys rewatch this play, it looks bang bang and it looks like the ball's coming over. Now, the referee in the end zone had a clear shot at how disgusting this was. I mean, this guy gets plastered.
And didn't say shit.
Didn't do nothing, you know? And so this is where the bullshit happens, right? But for all you listeners out there that are like, oh no, all you Saints fans that are pissed off, blah, 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 fuck you. Seriously, fuck you.
Yeah.
We've been through this as I'm a Chargers fan. You think there's nothing that
I
want to go back and do?
Vikings fan.
Remember fucking, what was it, Bounty Gate when they're hitting players, they actually caught the head coach in the act of it and they caught the players and Sean Payton couldn't coach for a full fucking year.
Nope.
Couldn't even go to practice. Couldn't fucking stand foot on the stage. And they proved this. They never replayed a game.
And this is just a few in the multitude of different bullshit that these motherfuckers are whining about. I mean, listen to some of these comments that they're coming up with as far as why they want to sue for emotional distress and shit like that. It's like,
it's funny that the Saints, it's
all
funny
of us go through that.
Yeah, and it's funny too that the Saints are the people going through this when the Saints won the Super Bowl that year when they fucked the Vikings.
Yeah.
But so who was that
What were some of the comments there?
Over Eeyore over there. What was it like? Seriously, like what was the? There was like a the lawyer's name and what exactly happened?
Attorney Frank D. Amicio.
These are tweets, correct?
Yeah, it's a tweet. It says he has filed a civil suit in New Orleans on behalf of the Saints season ticket holders to make the right call and bring both teams back to replay the end of the game.
All right. So basically, there is that lawyer. What's his name?
Frank D'Amicio.
He filed a motion. He filed a lawsuit against the
civil
NFL.
Civil suit,
saying that, you know, that there's And there's a bunch of other things with it too, like, oh, these fans feel as if they've lost hope in the NFL. They're losing, like, there are so many things that, like, charges, fake bullshit charges they wanted to come out with.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. You should find that too, Jordan. I think there was the picture after that or something around that, like, and just show it to me.
Yeah, the damages in the Saints ticket holder lawsuit against Roger
Goodell. So these are the damages. So this is what they're suing over.
Yeah, they're suing for mental anguish and emotional trauma.
Because no other NFL fans suffer from that at all.
Never.
Right? Yeah, none of us Vikings ever. Fans or Chargers fans ever deal with that. Ever I mean, has happened. I understand Patriots fans, they don't have to deal with that. I mean, they Christ. Deflate footballs and they pay out the refs, but that's another story.
Ridiculous.
Loss of faith in the NFL.
Well, that starts in week one. Remembering Calvin Johnson's catch when it wasn't a catch?
Oh, yeah. I think you got to have some in order to lose it.
Loss of enjoyment of life. Well, that sounds like a personal fucking problem to me.
That sounds like...
Loss. And you know what? Here's the thing, though. I can completely, like, understand that, because when the Chargers lose, I'm fucking dead for the week. I won't watch ESPN. I won't do any of that shit because I'm so down. And, like, after, because, like, me and my wife flew to Boston to watch the Chargers.
I felt so bad for you.
Yeah, dude. We spent tons of money to go out there to watch the Chargers get the shit kicked out of them. But here's the thing. I'm not going to fucking sue the NFL over it. I'm going to be pissed at the coaches. Do you guys, okay, for those of you who didn't really, like, watch the full game, they got a field goal. The Rams came down, got a field goal, so the Saints defense didn't hold. The game went to overtime. The Saints got the ball first. They were driving down the field. Drew Brees throws an interception. They had a chance to win the fucking game. That play did not determine the game. They got more chances to win that game, like two more chances, and they didn't. When the game went into overtime for Kansas City and Tom Brady got the ball, what did Tom Brady do? That motherfucker drove downfield, scored a touchdown, game over.
He also got a flag called for fucking just being poked.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another call with that Tom Brady. Yeah, that's a whole other episode, too. Tom Brady, y'all saw that, you know, when he got barely touched on the arm and fucking.
He still had the fucking ball.
Yeah, just disgusting.
Fucking stupid as shit.
Horrible. Whatever.
Well, and the thing about it is that all this bullshit that they're fucking sitting there spouting left and right and wanting to sue for and all this bullshit is the same shit that every other. I don't care who you are. All 32 teams, you can talk to fans from every stinking team there is in the NFL. You're going to find shitty calls on certain games.
Every game.
Every single fan of every single football team
I can think
has
of so
dealt
many
with
games.
This shit.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, we deal with it, and we know we can deal with it, but now people are taking this shit a step further. There's a sports book in Philadelphia. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but people who bet on the Saints to win the fucking game. This sports book, this guy who runs this company or whatever it is, they are refunding the people's fucking money. They're not taking the loss. They're paying back the money that these people fucking lost on the Saints Rams games.
So fucking stupid.
That's stupid as hell.
So what are they doing to the Rams people who picked the Rams? Are they taking their fucking winnings back?
Fuck that. I'd be like, bitch, I won. Give me my chips, motherfucker.
Think about that for a second. Now think about if you put $10,000 on the Rams, win the game, and all of a sudden this book wants to be like, no, well, there was that one bullshit call, so you don't win your $20,000, but here's your $10,000 back.
Yeah, that's not my fucking problem.
Yeah, I'd fucking kill somebody over fucking day. You know what I mean? There's people that bet $50,000 on games.
Oh, yeah.
People that bet $5,000, $10,000, all this money. And so those people got paid, so did this book just take a huge fucking loss, and they just wanted to say, I gave it back to these people because, you know, it was just karma. Dude. First of all, your business is not going to last long at all. Second of all, how many fucking games have we watched where bullshit calls alter the fucking game?
All the fucking time.
Remember the Steelers fucking Chargers game when Travis Benjamin caught a touchdown pass and the offensive lineman of the Chargers jumped offside so bad that the entire defense of the Steelers just was like standing up. And Travis Benjamin got wide open, scored a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, like, even Phillip Rivers and, like, the offense guys were, like, kind of just standing around waiting for the flag. No flag game. And the Chargers scored a fucking touchdown. Like, when we have video, like, I'll pull it up, but I'll pull it up for you guys to fucking look at. It's fucking insane. But, I mean, like, Eric, Jordan, being Vikings fans, How does this make you feel? Especially since it's the Saints that won a Super Bowl. So should you expunge the Saints Super Bowl win and just give it to Minnesota, since Minnesota would have won that game because of the way that they had Bounty Gate hit gate, and they won. So the Saints won the next game. So you guys would have won the next game, right? So yeah. Minnesota, 2009 Super Bowl champions. And here's the thing. If they did do that, would you even fucking feel good about it?
No. Right? Fucking, it's a game. Like, people would you want to win that way? Miss shit.
Well, that's the reason why I think people are so literally just so fucking tired of the Patriots. It's like ever the fucking apple polisher, you know, sitting over in the corner, the little kid that gets away with everything because they're the fucking teacher's pet. And I'm fucking sick and tired of it. It's the most stupid shit I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, it's no different with the situation between the Rams and the Saints. You fucking lost. Shit happens. A call got missed. Calls get missed all the fucking time. Shit. And granted, this is a little bit more important stage. However, you have to remember, these are the same fucking refs that have to put up with this shit and make these calls and make split-second decisions and imperfect information. And sometimes they don't get it all right. And shit happens. And stuff like that happens in
add
every
more
game.
Refs. Maybe should you maybe add more refs? Or should we have a, because there's, well, that's the whole thing. You cannot challenge a penalty. So now all the time when it comes to reviewing the play on the field, they shot it to New York. You remember that rule was in place? So what they did is they shot it over to New York, and guys who were completely like, what's it called? Not like, not on either side.
Neutral.
They're completely neutral in a completely neutral area. And they're sitting there and they're watching this with no crowd noise, no nothing, no coaches to influence them. And they're like talking to the referee, like, this is what I see. I think that he dropped the ball right there. Yeah, he definitely, yep. And he did not have possession. Can you see how the tip of the ball is right there? I mean, it's safe to say that that's pretty, you know, that's what they're doing. They're talking to each other like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they never used to be that way. They used to just review the play, the ref would go under the hood, and they'd look at the play, and if they had it, great, whatever. So I remember that distinctly when they had that come in where you could challenge the play. That was beautiful. I love the fact that you can challenge the catch and you win the challenge. And it's like it added such an amazing aspect to the game because it gets crowd involved and all that shit. You know, like challenge the play, throw the flag. So why not do that with penalties?
Exactly. Why can't you question a penalty?
And what would you do though? Like if you're Roger Goodell, what would you do to, like, get, like, my idea, I guess? You know, you have the double-colored flag, and you get one each half. Like,
and we kind of talked about this a little bit before, but, yeah, I definitely agree. I think it should be the same as, like, a challenge flag. I think they get one per half.
One per half?
So they can't
do you be, lose a timeout if you're wrong?
I would say, yeah.
Just, like, with a challenge?
Yep, I would say that's fair. But, yeah, because, I mean, you're taking the opportunity to challenge. You should have something at risk on the
so
line,
but like every time it's like, okay, so you know how like when they challenge a spot of the ball, so holding calls or jumping offside calls, will those kind of be like those calls that are like really hard to go your way? Because you know, like when they go for the first down and like there's no irrefutable evidence to go forward, it's like, how often would these coaches be using that flag? It seems like because they yell at the sidelines constantly. Oh, come on, did you miss that call, blah blah, and then like, so it's kind of like at what point are these coaches like, well, I'm gonna save this flag because, you know what I mean, like they probably save it for big plays like that, right? Like touchdowns,
I would say, because
you know, shit like that,
the larger, I would say, yeah, pass interference is probably the biggest one, because I mean you're talking about a penalty that could potentially be
downfield
up to 50 yards.
Yeah, downfield and all of that shit,
and that's huge. I mean if there's any question, I would say that you need to get on it. But I was also listening to the Dan Patrick Show earlier this week, and he said something that kind of sparked with me. He said, you know, out of the entire NFL, they were sitting there pissing and moaning about these refs and about this call, obviously, which, you know, was missed. But you have to think of the people that they're putting out here. They have, during the regular season, they have referees. They have at least, what, 2 to 3 referees at every game?
Yeah. Oh, way more than that.
Yeah. So if you think about it now, this is the postseason, and they have two different games going on. So let's say there's six total reps. This is the top of the fucking heap as far as reps go. During the postseason and the Super Bowl, you get...
So throw some other sideline judges in there, some other
people. You get the epicenter. So, I mean, when you're sitting there questioning the people that are making these calls, granted, he made a bad call, but the refs that you got during this game are three of the top refs in the NFL.
Here's the thing, though, too. In today's age of technology, that's why challenge calls were started to be called now. That's why it was something that we have available to us. Throw the challenge flag, right? The reason why they have the challenge flag, though, is because of our technology now. We have instant replay that can do a 360 fucking turnaround. Yeah. You know what I mean? And another thing that's disgusting is, like, I don't know why we don't have a camera on every little inch of the field. The small little cameras that we can go to
yeah.
to really like see if they caught it, because you know what, they're like, well, at this angle I can't see it, but at this angle I kind of, it's like, why isn't there just like the end zone just fluttered with fucking cameras? But that's another thing. But with today's technology, we should be able to like, come on, like a play that bad, that missed. We need to do something in this modern game because the game's changing. These quarterbacks are rushing for 1,000 yards and throwing for 5,000. So, like, we need to update the game. It needs to be more modern with how modern things are changing.
Exactly.
But, like, that in Roger Goodell wonders why he gets booed every time he goes out there. He wonders why he gets booed. He wonders why. Because, like, he's not changing anything. And look up how much he makes, Jordan, because I'm pretty sure that Roger Goodell makes an insane
south of $40 million.
Yeah, so look up Roger Goodell's salary, because I mean, for the amount of money this guy makes, and granted, dude, that's a lot of stress, like running the NFL. Could you imagine?
But he's got to be, you got to think about it too, though. I gotta think about this a lot, because especially during the draft time, when you know, when Goodell comes out there every fucking time and this guy puts up with, like, all these motherfuckers booing
him,
pissed off and shit like that. And I had somebody say the best statement to me one time, like a few years ago when I was watching the draft, and it's like, fuck, that must suck for him coming out there every time and getting booed. And the motherfucker looked at me, he's like, and for the amount that he's getting paid, he doesn't give a shit.
Hell no.
ESPN reported on Sunday that Goodell had asked for a salary of $49.5 million a year.
$50 million a year. That's more than like any player.
In 2015, he was making $31.7 million. The most recent figure publicly available. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Publicly available.
Publicly available.
So that's, dude, think about that.
Public.
$50 million a year.
Yeah.
What does Tom Brady make?
21.
Yes. Think about that shit, dude. And of course, you know, you're running one of the biggest corporations ever.
Like, one of the most profitable.
Yeah, National Football League, bro. You're running the biggest league. Come on, you're making tons of money. And like, for anybody, like, you guys should check this out. But if you go to YouTube and you look at Chargers Steelers bad miss call, like, they line up, right? They throw the ball, and I think it's number 85 backward, like 69. He jumps backwards so hard that it's so unmissable. Like, how can you miss this shit? And granted, there is a referee behind the quarterback. There's a referee in front of the quarterback. There's a referee on this side of the line watching the line. There's a referee on this side watching the line. And if you look at number 69 right here, when he comes, he jumps up so bad, no flag, and like all the secondary is like, well, I guess I don't need to like get anybody. Not only does that call missed, but we score a touchdown. The Chargers score a fucking touchdown on that play. Like, that's disgusting. And the game was 13-0 at the time. You know, and I know J.J. Watt's little brother, number 90 from the Steelers, came up to him, to the ref, and was like, "What? How do you miss that? Like, how do you miss that call?" And then we have Chambers Benjamin, wide open for a touchdown, bam. Like, granted, as a Chargers fan, this is where shit, you know, this is where it comes in. It's like, as a Chargers fan, I'm like, yeah, wow. But how many times as a fan, when you're watching your game, have you been like, rest with that one. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But good thing it wasn't for us.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happens? The refs give fucking makeup calls, which I hate.
All the time.
Then they'll give some bullshit like holding call, bullshit pass interference to make up for the bullshit before.
Yeah.
That ain't fair. You know what I mean? That's not fair.
It's not necessarily fair, but I think it's the only currency that they have during the game.
That's well said. Because if you had okay. I get it. But the thing is that they need, okay, but how long has this been going on? We're going to
dawn of football.
Right. And so, like, now we finally fought for fucking instant replay. To keep football more engageable and to keep football on top of the ratings like it is now, they need to fucking change this rule. They need to implement a good rule for this.
Absolutely.
Because it'll help ratings.
Like, I think the challenge rule, that when they originally came out with that, when did that start?
I should look that up. When did the NFL challenge rule come into play?
I say it was 2007, 2008. I don't know. Range.
But think about that. Like, but how many people like tuned in to be like, oh.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, when's he going to throw the flag? Like, you know what I mean? Who's going to be the first guy to do it?
I do too, I think it definitely, if nothing else, empowers the integrity of the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
By giving the people, it gives us, like, a sense of, you know, you have the option to fucking do this shit now. We can challenge this shit.
Yeah, 100%. And that's such a great, like, thing for the people. Not only that, but like, okay, every year you get ratings, TV ratings, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys didn't know, the NFL, it's not going to the game and buying popcorn and beer.
No.
Does not pay for shit. TV rights is what really, really, really pays for everything.
That and merch.
Everything. Yep, and
those
merch.
Those fucking jerseys and shoes and whatever the fuck else he wears.
Jerseys, TV rights, and like just like the USC. I think they sold their TV rights for $250 million.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's crazy. What was it? Did you find it?
Go ahead, Jordan. In 1999, they brought the opportunity to challenge on-field calls.
So 1999 is when it came in. So think about that. In 1999,
has it really been that long?
Dude, we haven't had smartphones then. We had Nokia phones in 99. We had fucking, dude, think about that. The technology we have today, we could beam a fucking laser in the middle of the field and shoot the ball. We could, like, there's no reason why we can't have cameras all around the field in the grass, in a leaf of grass. Just going back and forth. Like cameras. We can put you know what they should fucking do? They should put a camera in every fucking leaf of grass. And put them in there. I'm sure they already have them, though. I'm sure the FBI and everybody's already watching.
An army of fucking robot grass blades. I agree with you.
A sprinkler system, right? You know how sprinklers come up, boop, and they come whatever? So why can't they just have one little soft thing right there and have a camera in there? Like, they can, but they just don't. Like, why? And like, baseball. Dude, why the fuck are we arguing over strikes and balls anymore?
Oh, yeah, there should be no reason, dude, especially since they can outline the fucking strike zone like that.
Dude, when you're watching a baseball game, they give you that box, you know what I mean? And they show the ball go through the box. It's like, okay.
You can pinpoint exactly where that fucking ball went, but you're telling me you can't tell me where the football ended up on freaking.
Right, but the thing is, for me, I'm just saying, like, you're trying to tell me that we have the technology to make it fair, but we're not using it. Like, you know, when they say with like umpires and shit, if you take away umpires calling balls and strikes, it's going to, you're going to lose some of the integrity of the game and blah, blah, blah. Why? Because we're going to leave it up to some guy who might have had a horrible fucking fight with his family that has to call the plate that night. That's not, his head's really not 100% into it, maybe not 95, when that game could cost the team making playoffs, making World Series, doing all that shit. Or we could put a fucking computer back there, and when the fucking pitcher throws a ball, the light goes green, strike, or red, ball.
Right.
Like, why the fuck not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, no more arguments at all. Like, no more arguments about anything, because you'll also have a guy have the umpire watch the machine to make sure it went through the fucking box. Like, you ain't going to lose your job. And, but, like, why not? Like, we have the technology today to do this shit, to make sure there's no missed bad calls. We can talk about the integrity of the game. The integrity of the game is to keep it fucking going the right way that it should, and we can do that, but yeah, we don't.
But there's always going to be room for failure. All technology fails.
But that's why we have humans watching this shit as it happens.
And we want to hear, fail too. You know, we want to hear from our fans too. What do you think are some suggestions? But kind of back, wheeling it back, and all these ideas are great, you know, and we could probably sit here and powwow for hours and think of different ideas on how the NFL can improve. And they got to know. But honestly, you know, kind of back, wheeling it back to the original point of the show is shut the fuck up. Stop whining about this shit. This shit happens to everybody all the fucking time. You're not special. You're not a unique snowflake. The call happened. The play happened. It's over. And one other thing that I wanted to kind of bring up, too, is that there was a bunch of talk about the possibility of being able to bring the players back and play the last fucking part of the game. They were actually wanting them to do that.
Yeah. That, yeah.
What the fuck? And I mean, honestly, we, you know, we kind of read through it, and it's, they said that, and, you know, kind of like you and I had talked about before, Goodell has that. That's actually a bylaw.
Yeah, in, well, the was books. That section two, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Whatever.
Jordan,
kind of
didn't,
shit.
You, didn't you fucking, like,
yeah, we'll have
that
Jordan
shit.
Read it, but essentially boiled down, it says that he has the right to be able to call the players in to do that shit. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he probably does have the ability and the power to be able to do that shit. Donald Trump has the power and the ability to be able to legalize all drugs in the United States and bring back the fucking draft. But would you want to be the motherfucker that signed off on that shit?
He has the ability to say the government's not shut down anymore. So, real question for you, not to cut you off. Keep going. I'm saying, hey, so would you say, fuck all this technology, just deal with it, deal with how it is, and just play it out?
Absolutely not. I definitely think technology should play a big role, and we should try to do what we can to keep the integrity up and hopefully stop plays like this from happening. Because honestly, you know, with this play, granted, it probably didn't, you know, seat the whole game. However, it could have changed the outcome. In a situation like that, I think this is where, you know, the...
So you're up for a rule change, like something implemented.
Absolutely. We should definitely have a big powwow in the offseason and bring this shit back up and see what we can do about it, because it's something that needs to be addressed, absolutely. Because I think technology's not going anywhere. You know, it's kind of like a if you can't beat him, join him type of situation, because it's not going anywhere. So you may as well use it to your full advantage. But as far as the rest of the fans and everything like that, shut the fuck up. It's the same shit we've all been dealing with for years and years, and it's not going to fucking stop.
Exactly. So that's kind of like when fat guys...
Fuck you! 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 Fuck you!
So the 13, 14, and 15-year-old... So basically that's basically what Eric has to say to y'all.
Yeah. And I mean, you can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm a Vikings fan, bitch. I can deal with that shit. I don't give a damn. Because
no, you're a
nobody...
Vikings fan.
Fucking lose weight. Yeah. And fucking tell me I'm a fucking idiot on my fucking videos.
Hey, asswipe. At least I didn't pay $1,400 to watch my fucking team lose from the 50 yard line.
I'm glad that you put your mouth way up here, because I hope no one's heard you.
Put my balls on it. But
so I did do that. I flew to Boston. I fucking spent a lot of fucking money because I was under the impression that, like, we had the best team we've ever had.
We did, but
the thing is that we played the same defense that we did against the Ravens. Our coaches decided we don't have to change anything. We'll just play the same defense we played last week.
They won't pick up on that.
It's like, was fucking Tom Brady? You need to fucking play him the same way you did Lamar Jackson. You need a game plan for that motherfucker. Oh, but they didn't. Granted, we did have two of our starting linebackers injured. Denzel Perryman was out. And, that sucked. And Butler was out. But anyway, so that's, again, I can complain about that game, this game, whatever. But
so are you going to sue a bunch of people?
No. I mean, do I want to? Sure. But would I keep that shit to myself? Fuck yeah. I mean, that's fucking retarded. The shit just fucking does
You're
not.
You're never going to get anything out of it. You're never, ever going to get. And you can pull all your civil suits and all that bullshit, but then you're going to fucking open up a whole new can of worms. And I'll guarantee you, Roger Goodell is not going to sign off on any of that bullshit, because
fuck
the fact
no.
that he's like, just like I was saying before, the president of the United States and the powerful people in different companies have the ability to do certain things. However, would you want to be the motherfucker that would sign off on that shit and deal with the fallout from that?
Right, no kidding.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. And so we have a second half of the show coming up. We're going to go ahead and take a quick piss, and we're going to come back. I think I want to hear about what happened to Jordan when he got caught with drugs the first time in his life. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hairpiece. I have holy art for hairpiece for you.
Hairpiece?
You have hairpiece?
Hairpiece. Are you talking about hairpiece?
Hairpiece. I have whole yard of hairpiece.
Whole hairpiece, like for my head, my hair.
You have hairpiece. You have hair.
Hairpiece.
I had it once.
He's got a lot of. He got hairpiece on his back.
Oh, hairpiece. Oh, hey, we're back, guys. Sorry if you were listening all that.
Hairpiece.
Hairpiece.
Mark has hairpiece.
There's a funny story that Jordan, the big idiot that talks sometimes. He's always has the funniest fucking stories. That's why we love him, right, Eric?
Yes, but he says them in a very monotone fashion. It makes him not so funny. Well, this one time I was getting a blowjob.
And geez,
I blew my nut like... It was pretty sweet.
He was talking to me today about how he was banging his woman and she was making her ass clap. Clap, 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 clap.
That's pretty nice.
So he did it like okay, so his woman is, how do we say this nicely?
Well endowed in the booty area?
No, she's just, gluteus maximus. Let's say it this way. Reverse psychology would work on her. Like things would work on her. Like, she's gullible. We'll leave it at that.
Gotcha.
He went home and
we have
to hear it, you gotta hear it.
But friends of listen. Let's not.
No, that's what makes it funny.
No, it doesn't. It gets back to her.
That's true. So, this is, okay, but listen. Get over it. we titled this episode fucking straight up NFL shit. They're only going to listen this long, especially chicks, but they might. So, anyways, so she's gullible, and so Jordan comes home and says, or she's like, you know what? No sex for a month. And what'd you say to her?
It's boring anyways.
Oh! Which in my case would get me even longer in the doghouse.
It was boring anyways. I can go, what else did you say?
I can go jerk off. It's better than that.
Speak into your mic.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Really? I don't even remember.
You said I could go find some random hoe.
Oh, yeah. I could go find a ram ass hoe.
And it'd be better?
I don't know. I said it'd be better.
At least it'd be more exciting. You said more exciting. Because that was your guys' argument. You're like, well, fine. So it's boring anyways. Huh. And and all she said to you was just like whatever or something, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then so you guys finally have sex again just recently.
Yep.
And she spiced it up a little?
Oh, yeah. Fucking just letting me hit it from the back and fucking she was doing all the work. Like, I just stood there like a statue and she just made that shit clap.
Dang, son. And then so as you're doing that, you were just like, was she like, you better not come in, mate?
No, she was like, let me come. I was like, I was gonna let her come first because
yeah,
I don't want to be that douchebag. I want to be a giver, let her come a little bit,
See, on the contrary, I'm like, bitch, you lost, I came. I always come with you,
girl.
I win, you lose. So sorry,
you know.
But anyway, so you're letting it happen. She's like, you don't come, let me come. And
so,
then
so she came and I was like, fuck it, I'm coming now. And I like pulled out to go and like she's like clapped it right back on and I was like, nope. Shoved her forward and just all over.
So why did you pull out? You guys have a kid.
Well, we're getting married soon, so like
you don't want to have another one?
Not yet.
You don't want to be pregnant in
the how many months until the wedding?
Six. Almost like five now.
Yeah, so she'd be big. She'd be very showing at that time.
Yeah.
And knowing Rachel, she'd be like that one of them chicks that would like, well, I'm pregnant, so I'm gonna have four pizzas tonight, okay? Right. You know what I mean? Was she that way when she was pregnant with Lucy?
I'm eating really. For two, bitch.
Whoa.
Give me the M&Ms.
Well, what was she like with Lucy? Is she going to eat a bunch? Well, you were in jail at the time.
I was in jail for 2 weeks.
Oh, that ain't long. Okay, never mind. Sorry, I made that sound like,
not like you were
way
locked
long.
Down.
Yeah, I didn't miss the whole fucking pregnancy. Yeah,
I know, right? I'm like, never mind. He was in jail for that. Yeah. Like, but it was like 2 weeks, so that didn't even count. Okay, so go ahead.
I don't know. She's like normal, I guess.
Just normal pregos. Okay.
Normal pregos.
And then just like we could all say this about our women, like, I would say all of our women have nice big badonkadonks. All big booties. Oh, yeah. I like big booties. So, like, all of them. And that's my thing. And that's Jordan's thing. Eric's thing is just, I think, you know, just
big ass.
He's just happy somebody's with him. And,
okay. Man, fuck all
of you. Well, I'm sorry, but your wife is definitely way too good for you. So, we'll just leave it at that, Eric.
I'll have her come over here and kick your ass.
Hey, man, she'll agree with me. She'll be like, yeah, I know I'm too good for him.
Pretty much.
But anyways, so that happens, right? Pull it out, all that shit. Now, after sex, when I don't know if I told you guys this, because I'm not allowed to talk about my personal life, but I'm going to do it since Jordan did. 1 second. So, and plus, you know what? If my wife hears this, she should be happy. Because I got, did I tell you guys this? I got the most amazing blowjob of my fucking life the other day. Like, deep throw, like fucking, like, pop, plop, plop. And I was like, I've never had that before, bro. That's ever. Awesome. And I've had my fair share of sexual encounters. And, like, literally, I've always been about just getting the pussy to do whatever. And, like, so I haven't, whatever. And then, like, the sex blowjobs I have gotten have been kind of, like, bogus and, like, maybe I've had one good one, but nothing memorable. You know what I mean? So nothing good. Bro, I get it now. I know why you guys want blowjobs all the time.
I like blowjobs.
And then because it was like blah, 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 blah. And then I fucking just. Like, and I fucking just exploded. And yeah.
Like a creamy 4th of July.
That happened. And like going back to what I was saying now. After that happened, I told my wife, I was like, babe, that was the best I've ever had. Like, thank you. Like, whatever you're watching, keep watching. Or whoever I owe money to, if I owe somebody money, let me know. I'll pay them right now. And did you tell your wife, like, hey, thanks for clapping it back, bitch.
Oh, fuck it. I got up. I was like, oh, my God. I was tired.
I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my like, God.
I had to go downstairs and like take a breather for a minute. I had to get a glass of water. Dang. I went back to bed. Like,
that's funny. Why'd you have to go get the water, dog? You make her go get that water and make a sandwich.
I had to take a sandwiches. We had Taco Bell last night. So.
Oh, fuck all that. It'd be like, babe, dang. Come on now.
Nice. So, and then afterwards, like, did she like act cocky though? Like, how'd you like that, bitch? Like,
always cocky about it. Really? She got that good pussy.
Damn.
She knows. Throwing it she's on. Got that good pussy. Please. I love it. For all those who didn't understand what he just said, he said she knows she got that good pussy. I like that. Cheers. Cheers to that. Yes. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers to that good pussy. Good pussy. So for all those out there who have the good pussy, prove it. Send in comments. Jordan has a personal Facebook page. You can go ahead and message him.
Grannies.
let's not do that. Let's not send Jordan.
Grannies, grandpas.
Let's not send Jordan personal videos of you masturbating.
So now this episode,
the older, the better.
This episode, we are definitely going to name, you know, NFL, you know, Rams, Saints, NFL rule, or NFL replay the game, /... getting that good puss from the wife.
She knows she got that good puss.
Yeah, dude, something like that. That way we can at least put like a little picture on there to make it, you know, clickbait.
She knows she got that.
She knows she got that good
woo
puss.
Woo
woo. Whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa, baby.
Whoa, whoa. So now, if you guys didn't listen to the last episode, it was fucking amazing. We're actually, it's blowing up. It might surpass Jordan's episode. It's, in one night, it's gotten more than what Britney's dick straightener one got. Yeah. The ones, you guys know it, if you listen, if you guys pull on. Thank you guys so much for who listens. Right? Because literally, we loaded up on Anchor, and it hits over 1,000 listens within the first fucking 10 minutes. Yeah. That's insane. So some of you guys, like, wait for this. And I'm not even kidding you guys. Some people actually wait to listen to our dumbasses.
Don't even finish this podcast because this one sucks compared to the last one. No. This one was pretty good. But no, so
I just want to thank you guys. Just even if there's like fucking like five of you even that do it, but there's more than that. But I'm just saying, like, for those of you guys that fucking right away do that listen, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude. Listen to this shit. Yeah.
Because we used to post podcasts forever and it would sit at zero. Hit 5 views, like the YouTube shit, you know? And, like, once we get some video in, our YouTube numbers will skyrocket. But the thing is right now, like, when we go on Anchor, iTunes, Google Podcasts, you guys been so fucking amazing. Like, so amazing. Got us our first a sponsorship. Got, like, that's so fucking cool. Like, that's how cool is that people listen to our shit right away?
Oh, absolutely. It's the coolest thing ever. And, I mean, we really want you guys to respond. I mean, if you think we're full of shit on this NFL deal, or if you have differing opinions, please, by all means, you know, like we said before, we're open-minded show, hit us up, say something.
And that's the thing right here, with the last one we put up, 26,000 listens within 9 hours ago. Brittany's is at 31,000. You guys, that is fucking
31,000 or 3,100?
No, it's 31,000. Oh, so wow. That, yeah, it's a three. Right, so that's what I'm saying. So like, even if you guys are clicking and clicking off right away, it's so fucking amazing that this happened. It's so amazing that you guys did that. And just for the fact that you guys continue to keep listening is amazing. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for that, for sure. More in the episode, though. NFL rule. All right, real quick. Jordan, Eric, you guys for just letting this shit stay the way it is or implementing something new?
I think it definitely needs to be looked at and revamped.
Okay.
I think there are definitely some decisions that need to be made this offseason.
And implement a new rule.
Oh, absolutely. I think if they don't take this opportunity to look at this as a chance to, you know, kind of trim the fat on the rules and get things figured out a little bit more, then I think they're missing a huge opportunity to better the sport for all the fans.
Yeah, 100%. And, okay, I agree. Jordan?
Yeah, I agree.
I like Play-Doh.
I agree, too. Now, hopefully, the NFL... Now, and we'll do a follow-up episode to this. We were going to have Chase Mangwell on the show tonight, but I forgot to text him. And so coming up next week, we're going to have another guest. Now, guys, let us know if you like when we have guests on. And I have a feeling you do, because those are the ones that literally blow up the most. Like when Jordan came on as a guest to do it, you know, that one blew up. And those are good ones. And those are the things we need and the feedback we have. So we're going to work on having guests on every week. It is tough, guys, sometimes to get guests on right now, especially since we can't really pay them to come on the show. So there is a way that you guys can donate to us on our Patreon page. Also, you can donate to us on our Anchor page. And you can write us on Facebook, anyway like that. We'd love to send you out a t-shirt if you guys want to request one of those. They're only $25. Let us know. We'll get one printed, and we'll do it.
Absolutely. And you guys need to love us more. We want to get we want to get more guests on.
He meant to say that to his wife right now. It just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like a needy woman right now.
No, but I love it. That's good.
You guys.
You need to love us more.
Yeah, damn it. We want to get more popular guests on. We want to get a lot more shit going on here, like the video and everything like that. The only way we can do that is, like, help from people like yourself. I mean, we've been footing the bill for this for a long time. We're glad to do it. Happy to do it.
And you know what's crazy? They said, if you guys watch Logan Paul's podcast, I don't need to say the name of the show. You could probably already know what the fuck it is. But he said that in the first 7 episodes, he said that 90% or like 95% of podcasts die after the 7th episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. And I believe it. We were almost there. Like when we were at our 7th episode or whatever, we had a member leave our group.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was literally probably the 7th fucking episode.
Absolutely.
You know, and we could have went either way after that. We could have folded and not had our dreams of building the studio. If you guys have not seen our studio yet, go to YouTube and go to the Wise Guys page there, and we did a do-it-yourself video for our studio. We've changed a little bit since then. We'll make a video of that new. We have a cooler setup, but it's still the main setup.
And you get to see the fat me.
Yeah, super. That was Eric 100 pounds ago. And anyways, like, it's, yeah, 7 episodes is when 95% of podcasts die. And we're at now, we just did our 21st episode that we put on Patreon or on Anchor. That was the last one we did with Brian Sterling with the CBD that he's introducing in his menu. If you guys not have heard that episode yet, go give it a listen. And then the next episode, this is our 22nd. So we're times 3 of that.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing this. But we want some love from y'all too, because I mean, if you love listening to this show, we want to get on more guests. We want to get this video thing going. We need a little help from our fans, our fan base.
Yeah, well, we hate asking, but man, I know there's a lot of you listening because we get the numbers in and they're real. They're real numbers, not something that we're making up. We got a sponsorship. It's fucking amazing. Super great. But here's the thing, guys. If we can keep doing this, we can give you guys better content. We can get maybe one of you guys here. I'd love to fly one of you guys in that's been one of the wise listeners from the beginning to come sit here and talk with us. How amazing would that be?
Hell yeah.
You know, get one of you guys flown in here to do that. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Have Jordan go, you know, send a picture of his balls to your boss if you want. Or wow. Go maybe fly Jordan back with you guys and he could go smack your boss up. That'd be great.
Slapping nuts.
Do it. Yeah, you'll do it.
Slapping
yeah,
nuts. Doing it.
So anyways, guys, we're the Wise Guys Podcast, and we talk about the things that no one else wants to talk about.
Love y'all. Like and subscribe.